Fleeta Brown is here. Welcome again.
Hi, Aaron. Glad to be here.
And this month?
Well, I found a poet I'm crazy about that I knew nothing about until I heard one of his poems on Garrison Keillor's The Writer's Almanac. The poet is Tom Hennen, and the book is Darkness Sticks to Everything, Collected and New Poems. It's new this year from Copper Canyon Press. Usually, by the time a poet puts together a collected edition, we know that poet, at least those of us who read poetry do. Tom Hennen has written six books before this one, all published by small local presses. A New York Times reviewer said, "It's hard to believe that this American master, and I don't use those words lightly, has been hidden right under our noses for decades." But despite the lack of recognition, Mr. Hennen, like any practical word farmer, has simply gone about his calling with humility and gratitude in a culture whose primary crop has been fame. Nicely said, isn't it?
Beautiful.
Hennen's worked for the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources and then the Sand Lake National Wildlife Refuge in South Dakota. Jim Harrison, who's known and recognized his work for years, calls him a genius of the common touch. His poems are short, simple, and completely without pretense. Here's one. I'll try to read it so you hear the blunt, end-stopped lines. Each line is a complete sentence except for the last two. Knowing nothing. The hole in the landscape is real. I can walk through it and back again. Every time I do, my clothes look baggier. My hair sticks out. My boots have become untied, my coat unbuttoned, my education gone. I don't care anymore how the world thinks. I only know that the snow has reached my knees. Just love that.
Yeah.
I do. Here's another I dearly love. It's short enough to be haiku and has some of the same feel. It's called Cold in the Trees. The hoot of the owl is large enough to carry off a whole sheep.
Wow.
Perfect. I marked so many poems in this collection I wanted to read for you. The section from his earlier book, Crawling Out the Window, is made of prose poems, little blunt paragraphs that allow for a bit more detail and space than some of his other poems. I'm generally not a fan of the prose poem. Sometimes I think that it encourages laziness, but these are perfect gems. This one's called Words in the Wild. Words are not common outdoors. Do you know how long it takes to find a word among the brush and tall blue stem? You can look all morning, and the word you need will be miles away, resting under a windmill in the sun. When you do catch the word, it is rare and alive and does not want to be put into a pen or tossed inside a poem made large as a house. It needs to be left with open places around it, trusted enough not to be staked down, and still it sometimes runs off in the night. Probably some of us who write will most appreciate that one. Here's another prose poem, one of my favorites. This one is in three short paragraphs instead of one. It's called What the Plants Say. Tree, give up your secret. How can you look so satisfied? Why don't you need to change location, look for a better job, find prettier scenery, or even want to get away from people? Grass, you don't care where you turn up. You appear running loose in the oat field, out of a crack in a city street. You are the first word in the vocabulary of the earth. How is it that you are able to grow so near the lake without falling in? How can you be so alert for the early frost bend and the slight breeze, and yet be so hard to break that you are still there, quiet, green, among the ruins of others? Weed, it is you with your bad reputation that I love the most. Teach me not to care what anyone has to say about me. Help me to be in the world for no purpose at all, except for the joy of sunlight and rain. Keep me close to the edge where everything wild begins. What I admire most about this poem is its restraint. The poem could have been Walt Whitman's Song of Myself. I think how much more he could have said, how philosophical he could have gotten, But no, he stops with that small prayer, "Keep me close to the edge where everything wild begins." I think what makes some poets turn to the prose poem, I wonder if abandoning formal structure, dropping the preoccupation with line breaks, for example, grounds the poet in a different way, lowers the voice of the poem to a certain kind of bedrock. Well, back to some of Tom Hennen's poems that look like poems. This is from the end of the book, the section called New Poems. Notice in this one how ordinary the thought appears to be until it pops into a different realm at the end. Wild aspen leaves, October. Icy wind blows across the narrow river, a household of pale trees in the small dusk of early afternoon. If the sun were a tree, its leaves would be this shining color, and they would drop over the toes of my boots, ankle deep. When I step, there would be the sound of light breaking. I feel like just leaving a pause at the end of that poem. Okay, one last poem from New Poems that I thought you might like. It's called June with Loons. Heat heavy as an overcoat by mid-morning. The scent of pine thick as mud. Two loons call loudly close to shore. They sound deeply disturbed, which means everything is fine. The sky a deep, pretty blue. That selfish young blue that will not let even one small cloud anywhere near it. Because of its beauty, we don't care. The lake, as usual, has taken its mood from the sky, its color also, the blue that breaks hearts. Light falls out of the summer day onto the surface of the water, delicate and silent. Perhaps as rain falls in a different world, or at the other window, the one we are not looking out of. There's something strong behind this gentle, delicate poem, an awareness of rain while focusing on the perfect blue. You can hear the book's title, "Darkness Sticks to Everything," resonate in this poem. There's something strong in all Tom Hennen's poems, an awareness and a clear, sure voice. I don't really, and I don't usually want to end by saying buy this book, but I'm going to say it this time. You should buy this book. It's Tom Hennen, "Darkness Sticks to Everything," from Copper Canyon Press.
And Copper Canyon is a publisher that just does poetry.
Yes, they do. They just do poetry. One of the few.
One of the few, and a beautiful job on every book. Thank you, Felita.